From KUBR News in Salt Lake City, I'm Jolene Crosman. A missionary for The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints has been arrested on suspicion of rape. The Salt Lake Tribune reports the 19-year-old California man was living in Saratoga Springs and allegedly assaulted a neighbor. The church calls the allegations very serious and troubling. In a statement, they say the man was immediately removed from service and that they are fully cooperating with the investigation. The church says missionaries are expected to abide by, quote, the highest standards, and that criminal activity can also result in loss of church membership. State leaders are trying to get a better understanding of the toxic dust surrounding Great Salt Lake. As it shrinks, more dry lake bed is exposed. The dust contains arsenic and lead that often gets blown into the air. Kevin Perry is professor of atmospheric sciences at the University of Utah. He told Fox 13 that even though the state has had two good water years, that won't fix everything.
Unfortunately, that's really only covered up about 15 to 20% of the dust hotspots.
The Great Salt Lake Commissioner's Office is convening a special working group this week to see how big of a problem the dust is. A legislative report has found that mitigating Great Salt Lake dust could cost at least $1.5 billion. For more stories like this, visit greatsaltlakenews.org. People suffering from radiation exposure from nuclear weapons testing and uranium mining are known as downwinders. As KUBR's Sean Higgins reports, a group of them is in Washington, D.C. this week to lobby Congress to expand a critical benefit program.
The Radiation Exposure Compensation Act expires June 10th. It's provided medical benefits to downwinders since 1990. Now, Congress is debating whether to extend or expand the program. Longtime downwinder volunteer Steve Erickson says it needs to be expanded.
To cover those who were left out of the original legislation, which we always knew was not perfect, but was achievable politically at the time.
This includes former PBS Utah employee Mary Dixon. She's not legally considered a downwinder because she grew up in Salt Lake City. She was diagnosed with thyroid cancer in 1985.
I promised my sister before she died that I'd tell people what happened to us. And my cousin, I mean, her husband died of colon cancer. She always said, your story didn't end tragically so that you can carry the tragic story forward. So I just feel, immense responsibility.
Utah Representative Celeste Malloy's staff says even a clean extension of the current legislation will likely be a fight in Congress. Sean Higgins, KUER News.
Utah prosecutors have filed an aggravated murder charge against the man accused of intentionally killing a police officer with his semi-truck. Michael Aaron Jane is scheduled to appear in court on Wednesday to be informed of 9 felony charges. They include 2 charges of attempted aggravated murder for allegedly trying to run over Utah Highway Patrol trooper Bill Hoosier and a woman that Jane is charged with kidnapping. Utah County Attorney Jeffrey Gray told the Associated Press that he has not decided whether to pursue the death penalty. Dozens of Republican attorneys general are suing the Biden administration and California over new limits on truck emissions. KUER's Brian Larson has more.
The Environmental Protection Agency says the strict emission standards for trucks will help clean up some of the nation's largest sources of planet-warming greenhouse gases. The EPA rules are slated to take effect for model years 2027 through 2032. Utah is among the states joining a pair of lawsuits filed on Monday by Nebraska Attorney General Mike Hilgers. A separate lawsuit seeks to block a California ban on internal combustion trucks. In a statement, Hilgers said the EPA and California rules will devastate the trucking and logistics industry, raise prices for consumers, and impact jobs across the country. Brian Larson, KUER News.
As many as 3.5 million kids ages 14 and under are injured playing sports each year. Matt Seeley is an exercise science professor at Brigham Young University. He's behind a project that aims to make things better for young athletes by tracking their sleep, hydration, muscle pain, and mental health.
They're giving us information, and then we're turning that information around to the coaches and the athletic trainers in hopes that they'll note the information and potentially change their training schedule for that day.
The goal of the Strong Youth Project is to build prediction models as the researchers collect more data to help prevent those injuries in the first place. After a new Utah law restricting access to bathrooms for transgender people went into effect, measures to enforce it have been more difficult than imagined.
State Auditor John Dougal has been on the offensive as fake reports continue to be phoned in and posted online. In response, he released a video statement from a public restroom.
Are you the bathroom monitor? I actually thought the legislature assigned me to be the bathroom monitor. I'm John Dougal, Utah State Auditor. And it's interesting. We have a piece of legislation that the sponsor doesn't seem to actually understand.
The law restricts which bathrooms transgender kids can use in public schools. It also bars transgender people from using changing rooms that match their gender in government-owned buildings. To be in compliance, Dougal's office must review each complaint that's filed, even if it's bogus.
Hey, I saw three trans people at the airport. I'm reporting that, okay? So there were trans people. I'm sure there were three of them. And I think they were together. I don't know what they were doing, plotting some sort of trans thing, I guess. Probably some sort of trans coup or something.
Dougal says many of the complaints have included vulgar language directed towards him and the Utah legislature. El Cowley, KUER News.
You are listening to KUER News.